From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Several AI devices have changed the way we identify birds. Birding is a great way to keep your brain kicking along with visual and oral training. Both are important for birders because every day we hear many more birds than we see, and often we see only flashes of key identification features. A phone app, Merlin, records bird calls and identifies bird songs and calls. If you have been struggling to bird by ear, this app changes your birding from maybe that's AX to wow, that's AX, AY, and AZ. Caveat, not all birds are correctly identified every time, so you do need to listen to curated bird songs and calls, and if possible, see the bird too to confirm the identity. Acoustic recorders are Wi-Fi linked. They track bird songs and calls, and now in some models, also bats. These need power, batteries or a plug, and Wi-Fi. They hear all sounds, and if the AI recognizes bird vocals, then it saves and identifies them. It ignores frogs, squirrels, chickens, dogs, wildlife, people, and can be fooled by water thumping in gutters, which is close to some wetland bird calls. Two useful recorders are Haiku Box and PUC Bird Weather. Haiku Box is best outside in a rain-sheltered location. It routinely hears 50 or more species of birds and more than 5,000 calls and songs every 24 hours during late spring and early summer. The bird weather device runs on batteries, can be carried on hikes, and is best used for short bursts of listening, followed by battery recharging. This is one of several portable devices. Recorders can be fooled and sometimes hear birds that are not there. So confirmation is important for any rare records. During migrations, these devices can keep track of birds flying past one's house. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.